1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New Hampshire primary is set for tomorrow with Ron DeSantis no longer in the running. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Manchester.
You don't have to be a registered Republican to take part in the GOP primary here, and Nikki Haley has been performing best in the pre-election polling among New Hampshire's better educated and wealthier voters, as well as those who describe themselves as moderates or liberals. It's why Donald Trump has been blasting her as the preferred candidate of Democrats. He says it's time for Republicans to come together around him.
Former President Trump could possibly testify today in New York in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she said that he sexually assaulted her back in the mid-90s. Much of the country is still gripped by Arctic weather and treacherous icy roads. Nationally, winter storms have claimed at least 72 lives this January, many involving hypothermia or traffic crashes. City of Memphis still dealing with numerous broken water pipes. This is ABC News. In Texas, another step toward possible criminal charges against some members of law enforcement after the massacre at Robb Elementary.
Last Thursday, the Justice Department released its 575-page report detailing what it called the failed police response to Robb Elementary School. Families of the 21 victims then demanded action from the local district attorney.
Do your job.
What else does she possibly need to prosecute?
Now the DA has announced that a special grand jury has been seated to decide whether law enforcement mistakes rise to the level of criminal wrongdoing, a process that could take 6 months. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Lawmakers in Washington state are expected to consider a measure that would ban police from hog-tying suspects. Nearly 4 years ago, Manuel Ellis died while face down, his hands and feet cuffed together. And the African country of Cameroon is now the first anywhere in the world to launch a malaria vaccine program for children. The disease has killed over 600,000 people just in 2022. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Ruggiehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Ruggiehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee and Detroit again at Little Caesars Arena, part of a doubleheader. The Bucks won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. College basketball, after losing one on the road to Penn State, the Badgers picked up a win at home at the Kohl Center over Indiana, 91-79. Wisconsin, now ranked 11th in the nation, heads to Minnesota in a game against the Gophers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers, with exit meetings with their coaches after losing to the 49ers, 24-21.
Matt LaFleur.
Well, I think anytime there's a finality to the season, it's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time. But I was proud of the effort of our guys, our ability to weather some real adversity throughout the course of the season and stick together. And I told the guys, you know, I think part of the reason it stings so bad right now is we fully believed and fully expected to win this game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest gusting to 25 with a little freezing rain possible by late this afternoon. Tonight, some freezing rain, sleet, and snow showers. Our low 28 tomorrow. Cloudy with rain, freezing rain, and some light snow at a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. As we mentioned, 22 degrees in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. But it just does feel colder for some reason.
It does.
Doesn't it?
I think it's damp.
Is that what it is?
I think it's...
Boy, I don't like that forecast she just gave.
Well, I don't know.
Freezing rain, there's nothing worse.
I think tonight... She said some, but then I think we're in the, I thought we were like in the
I know,
low
but just
30s.
This the term freezing rain.
I know.
Scares me.
Driving.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you don't see and you're driving, especially on 43 sometimes or 41, and you'll be cruising along at 65, and then all of a sudden you hit one of those patches. It's like, whoa, yeah. And you literally don't see them.
I thought.
Those are the worst.
Because we had such a mild winter that there was this surplus of salt. And I think if there's a surplus, we should start using it.
But you don't even know where it is sometimes with that freezing rain.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know,
it's
where
like
the
black ice, you mean?
Yeah, it'll be
right.
Just, it's, well. And it'll be like crystal clear, crystal clear, crystal clear. And there will be a spot where like the snow melted and got on the road and froze and you don't see it. And yeah. It looks the same as where you've been. We got Royce on, Todd? Okay, we're talking about my debate. Royce, good morning.
Hey, Mino.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mino and the Mayor radio show. Are you a big listener?
Yes.
I don't really listen to radio anymore at all, but yeah, all the time.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Rice. That's I was going to answer that for you because you're a little hesitant there.
Rice owns Green Bay Rebuilders on Velp Avenue, kind of across from Fort Howard Cemetery-ish.
Yep.
Phenomenal place. Been friends of mine for, what, 20 years, Rice?
Oh, all that.
All that.
And a great business here in Green Bay. We love you and thank you for that.
Yep. Yeah. But, okay, so remember I bought a battery from you a couple of years ago?
Yeah, you bought a few of them.
Yeah, I know. I've done a lot of work at your place. I've got a lot of work done at your place because my cars are always old and always need work. But anyway, so I've had it sitting for 3 days in Manitowoc, out in the nothing, yada, yada, yada. Wouldn't start this morning at like 4:30. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
So I just want to talk. Then I finally got it going. I just want to talk again because you and I used to talk about on the Mino Nick show about charging batteries. And Jim was surprised they had jumper cables with me, but I said, well, everybody in the UP always carries jumper cables. I don't know what I'd do without carrying jumper cables. But let's talk real quick here again about the dangers of jumping your own car and what you should and shouldn't do.
Yep. Okay. So there's a few things to avoid jump starting a vehicle. One of the big ones is you don't want the vehicles to touch. Now, it's not as big of a deal as it used to be back when people had metal bumpers and stuff. But if with all plastic, it's really, you're insulated from the other car anyways. But typically, you like to be able to walk between the vehicles too when you're messing around. So don't let the vehicles touch. Second thing would be when you are hooking up the cables, you're always going to want to hook up to the the live vehicle, you're going to hook, you know, I'm trying to remember the order to do it. There's a little saying, but I always forget.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. Me too.
Yeah. But basically you hook the positives up first on, realistically, they tell you to do this vehicle first. It doesn't really matter if the negatives aren't hooked up and the vehicles aren't touching, but hook the positives up on the vehicles. Then you're going to hook the negative up, the black one to the negative, and make sure you double check your, get a flashlight out if it's dark out. Make sure that your cables are what you think they are. Your battery, the lugs on the batteries. Because if you hook them up wrong, I know with YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, you've watched some videos of some people doing some really serious damage. I'm not just talking the potential for explosion if you hook things up wrong, which I've never seen a video on that, but the cable's actually getting hot and melting into the vehicle, into parts of the engine compartment. Some of the vehicles are made of plastic now, plastic fenders and you know, hoods and bumpers, and they'll melt right through the car. So make sure you know which cable connections are which, or which battery lugs are which. So you're going to hook the negative on the jumping, which is the live vehicle, second to last. And the very last one you're going to hook up is on the dead vehicle, but don't hook it to the negative on the battery. Because as soon as you make that connection, when your positives are connected, and then you're going to hook those negatives, your alternator and your battery on the live vehicle is going to try right then to send power to that dead battery, because the voltage is going to be lower in that battery. Obviously, that's why you're jumping it. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a spark. What happens on a dead battery, or what can happen, is you can get gassing, those sulfuric acid fumes from that dead battery can be present around the battery. So you're going to want to hook that as far away from the battery on a good, clean connection as you can. Usually there'll be, a lot of the newer vehicles will even mark something, but you want to hook it on a good, clean metal connection. And the way you're going to know you have a good connection is you're going to see sparks when you hook that thing up. So if you hook it to, you know, the air conditioner mount, or, you know, a bracket where your hood, you know, anywhere you have a good, clean metal connection, when you make that last connection, you're going to see sparks. You want those sparks as far away from that battery, those potential fumes, because it can go off like an M80. If there's sparks around those fumes, that battery can literally grenade. I've had people bring in batteries for cores, and there's two or three sides missing on the battery because it just exploded.
Wow.
And sent plastic shards everywhere.
Wow, I don't think I knew that. Of course, I live in the hood, so I have AAA, but Johnny was saying that everybody in the UP, well, we got jumper cables all over the place. Hey, but the last thing you do, like I understand the car's not touching. This is really hearkening back to sitting my dad teaching me some lessons, positive to positive, and then you hook up the negative. But you shouldn't hook it up to the negative on the other battery, huh? On the dead car.
Nope. Wow. No, a lot of people will hook battery to battery.
Right.
And
so it's just the ground.
Right.
99% of the time you're going to be fine, but the 1% of the time you're not, you'll
like take the risk.
Hopefully, yeah. You know, not have a crazy story to tell and not explaining to people why your face looks the way it does.
Well, you know, Rice, we were talking about some show you and I used to watch about these, for lack of better words, hillbillies in the backwoods of North Carolina, and they all found a way to get things done. And do you remember the time he built his own welder out of battery cables and a battery, Rice? Oh. Remember that?
That, and I hear people too that'll use welders, like actual welders, as battery chargers, and that's not a good idea either.
Well, you know, and you were talking about the power, the heat. I forget how exactly it happened, but on one of my cars, that old, remember that Jeep I had, that old green Jeep used to bring it to your place sometimes,
or the
Trooper. Remember the Trooper? Maybe it was that one.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, the rod that holds up the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. Somehow it was laying down then when I was doing something, and it came in connection with the thing, and it's like you took a cutting torch and you cut that thing.
Wow.
I mean, and this is solid, hard rod metal, and it burned through that thing, Royce, unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you got a lot of, if you have a good battery, yeah, that thing will really do some damage. I mean, you basically just turned it into a welding rod.
Yeah. It was incredible, the heat that thing generated. So when you're talking about the potential of something like that blowing up on you, if you're not careful, it's there. I mean, there are some potentially, you know, explosive things all coming together in a short space.
Oh, yeah. You know, people talk about, you know, the cold cranking amperage of battery. You think about it. If you have a 700 cold cranking amp battery, you got 700 amps there. I mean, you think about, you know, how much power it takes to do different things. Your starter in your vehicle is probably only going to draw, if the starter is working properly and the engine's turning over the way it should, you know, maybe 100 to 200 amps on an automotive vehicle at most. So that's, you know, a quarter of what that battery is capable of. You take all of that power and you go direct from the battery straight to ground. That's a, you know, that's not going through something that's resisting the power and just pulling off so much power. That's going, that's all of it.
That's
all your
energy.
Power right now.
Yeah. No. Hey, Rice, generally, how long should you let the cables on the dead car and the live car? How long should you let them on before you try to start it?
It's really going to vary depending on how dead the battery is, but I've seen times where people will hook up, you know, go to jump it, and as soon as you hook it up, you jump in, boom, it fires right up.
Right.
It's usually good to let it sit at least 30 seconds to a minute and then try it. If it cranks a little, leave it on longer. If it, you know, starts right up, obviously, then you're good to go. But the other thing is that people don't realize too is I get people with bad batteries that come in to buy batteries, and they're like, oh yeah, we've been jumping it for a couple weeks. And it's like, well, that's really actually bad for your alternator. The alternator isn't made to charge a battery from dead. If that battery is always going dead, you're really going to stress your alternator, which is great for people like me that rebuild alternators, but it can end up costing you a lot more money. So if you think you've got a battery problem, you know, bring it in, get it tested, get it checked out. It's not going to, if it's bad, it's not going to get any better. So if you do have a real cold snap, last week we had our battery guy, normally our delivery is every other week. We had to call him on the off week and have him come in because we were down 17 batteries from Thursday to Tuesday.
Wow.
So Royce, so like, why did, how would John have known? Like, the his car sat out for 2.5 days in the cold, and is this something he could have tested before to know that, look, this isn't a good idea, or should you go start it every day, or how do you prevent that from happening? Because
it really depends. If the battery is a couple years old, pretty much any place will do free battery testing. You just want to find a place. A lot of times the smaller, like independent shops, will have the actual carbon pile load testers instead of the little electronic ones. I'm not a fan. I've already had, in the last couple of weeks, I think I've had three guys in here that had their batteries checked at places that do free battery testing, but they hook up those little digital ones and they're like, yep, your battery's fine. And then they describe the symptom to me, what the car's doing. They're like, yeah, I know it's not my battery. I think my alternator is bad. We'll describe the symptom. I'm like, that sounds like stereotype battery. Bring the car in, test it, and completely fails. Wow. It's like this, I don't know who told you. And they're like, well, I got it tested. They do free testing at, you know, XYZ. Like, they put those little digital ones on. They don't actually pull power off the battery. They just, like, send up, like, an electronic pulse signal or something, in, you know, for lack of better terms, through the battery and tell you what that battery should theoretically be capable of. When you have a carbon pile load tester that actually has plates in it that you're pulling a heavy amp draw off, simulating, you know, a starter or something pulling power, it'll actually, you know, drain the battery so that it sees how it responds when you put it under load.
Beautiful.
So if I have a guy come in with a 600 cold cranking amp battery, I put a 300 amp load on it for 15 seconds. It should hold, and depending on the temperature of the battery, there's a little bit of a sliding scale, but it should hold up in the green, which is usually between, you know, 9 and maybe 9.7 volts or so under full load. It should stay up in that green range. If you hold it, and after 5 or 10 seconds, it's dropping into the red, you're junk.
Rice, hold that thought. We're going to set a quick break. I got one more question for you, okay, buddy?
Yep. Yep.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt, and together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens savings at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Monday morning. 23 degrees now in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 22 in Oshkosh. We're with Royce, great friend of mine from Green Bay Rebuilders. They're located on Velp Avenue, and they're the go-to people this time of year. Like I said this morning, 4:30 this morning, go out to start my car. Wouldn't start. Battery was dead. Yada, yada. Took a long time to get it jumped, but got it running and made it here pretty much on time. Was I on time?
You were on time.
That's incredible.
You were on the air from the very start.
And I called you from the gas station, Manitowoc. I want to say it was 5:32.
We should have a poll to determine how fast you were going down the highway today.
I can't believe I made it. But anyway, Royce, we're just talking about the dangers of jumping your own car.
Yeah.
Royce, would you, because we've got a couple other just quick questions for you, would you recommend people doing it yourself or having your number there or AAA or something like that? Would you recommend people jumping their own cars?
It's not a big deal if you do it safely. And the nice thing about nowadays versus 15, 20 years ago is everybody's got how to do it, you know, in their pocket. You got your phone. You can look up on YouTube. If you're not sure, look up. I don't even know. I've never looked it up on there, but I'm sure if you put in safe jump starting a car or how to jump start a car, it's going to walk you step by step through it.
Right.
If you're sitting there with a dead car, you're usually not looking to get going in a minute and a half and you need to do it and slap it on. You know, it's not NASCAR. You got a couple minutes. Do it safely. Do it right. If you have AAA and you have time, and you don't feel confident, or if you have a friend that you know is a lot more mechanical than you, give them a call or have them walk you through it. If it's during the hours of 7 and 5 p.m., you can even call here to Green Bay Rebuilders and ask us. Be like, hey, I'm dead on the side of the road, or I'm dead in my driveway. Usually you don't need to jump start on the side of the road. But, you know, I can't get my car started. My buddy's here. He's got jumper cables, but neither one of us know how to use it. We can walk you through it.
Wow.
And, you know, we're more than happy to do that. A lot of the phone calls we get is for advice on, you know, stuff, not actually customers needing anything other than how do I do this or I got this going on. Do you think it's this or that with my car? So, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do isn't actually, you know, just, oh, well, you're going to have to bring it in. I mean, there's times for that too, but a lot of times we're just, okay, here's what you're going to do. Here's how you hook it up or, you know, here's how you test this or, you know, a little bit of phone diagnosing. Saves us and customers a lot of time.
Yeah, Royce, I totally agree with, especially you just laid out those four easy steps and to check it on YouTube. That's a great idea because it's not, I mean, the thing, it's not that dangerous. It's kind of simple, really. They're red and they're black and
yeah,
the cars
but
don't
but like,
touch.
Like Royce said, with the dead one, you get that acid that builds up those fumes. And if you get a spark near that, that's what can explode.
All right.
So that's why he always says, you know, go to a ground. The thing you have to be careful of, too, is so many of that stuff looks like metal under the hood, but it's plastic these days, huh, Royce?
Yeah, there is a lot of plastic. And the nice thing, though, a lot of vehicles, if you pull, a lot of them have like a plastic cover covering up the whole engine, makes everything look nice and pretty. A lot of times you can pop that plastic cover, whether it's sometimes you have to take like the oil fill off and then the whole, just like 2-foot cover will come off and it leaves a lot of bare metal exposed. So then you have a good connection at some of that stuff, but everything's covered in plastic because they want it to either be, you know, pretty or
I've got that in
safe
mind. Yep.
Or,
yep.
Yeah. So Royce, we're heading into, well, we've been in winter for a while, but now it feels like it because the Packers are out of the playoffs. what advice do you have for people? I mean, you talked about the battery, you can kind of test it.
Can they come in? You know, and get a test like that, Royce?
Yeah, we do free testing on, on, you know, batteries, starters, alternators, all that's free testing. We do free estimates on the stuff. So don't be afraid if you have something, you're like, you get a lot of guys rebuilding their engine. They're like, want to have my alternator checked over since it's out. It's got, you know, this many miles. A lot of times we can pretty much tell just by how many miles are on your vehicle, what's probably going to be wrong or not going to be wrong with your alternator. So if you come in and you got a, you know, a 2015 Chevy truck that you got 60,000 miles on and you want to have it checked out, I'm like, I can check it out. We can look at it, but you're not going to have any problem with that. That's a unit that you shouldn't see any issues with for at least 130 to 150,000 miles before potentially would see an issue with that, you know.
So if people come in, but if people come in and say mine when the mayor sent you, will you give it extra free?
Oh, super extra free.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you become one of our.
Hey, right. it'll be like Eddie Martin that time.
Yeah, that's funny.
Eddie Martin at H.J. Martin. I always like to go to his big warehouse sale. Love that. I think that's one of the coolest things. Great savings. It's fantastic. And one time he tells the lady, hey, listen, Mino, I'm going to take care of you. She goes, I'm taking care of this guy. Mino, I'm giving you free delivery. I look, are you sure, Eddie? I brought my truck. You're too old to be loading up stuff. I'm giving you free delivery. You've been a friend for a long time. So the lady said, we'll call you in a few days for delivery. The lady calls, says, hi, are you going to be there between, you know, 1 and 3 or whatever on Tuesday? She goes, yeah, I'll be waiting for it. And I said, listen, I don't mean to, like, you know, pull this card. I'm John Mino, and Eddie said, I get free delivery. She goes, yeah, everybody gets free delivery with their warehouse.
Is that great? That is so. That just. John was walking around like, I'm the Mino man, and I get free delivery.
Yeah.
She's like,
and
yeah.
I said my name. I'm John Mino.
Yeah. And, yeah. Kind of pulled a couple of those peacock feathers out, didn't she?
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question for you, Royce. That's funny. When I'm done traveling, when I get out of the car, I can smell antifreeze. What's that all about? Ooh.
Okay, either you had a leak at one time and it still got some residual on there. I had that with one of my vehicles where I did have a leak in a radiator or in the thermostat housing and it was leaking for a while. And then after I got it fixed, I could still smell it for a little bit. Or you have a leak. Are you using antifreeze? Are you actually losing antifreeze in the vehicle?
Don't know. It came through in a text.
Yeah.
So that would be the first thing I would check when it's cold. Check, you know, pull your cap and check to make sure your radiator has fluid in it. And do it when it's cold. And if you do, then just look at your overflow bottle and make sure you're not losing in the, you know, that it's not going down. If it is, well, you're gonna have to take it in somewhere because I know you're not gonna do it yourself. Get it checked out and see if you got a leak. Because if it gets to the point where you're out, even if it's winter, you're gonna cause engine damage if you run out of antifreeze.
Beautiful. Hey, Royce, where are you guys located?
Yeah.
1454 Velp, straight across from Fort Howard Cemetery, about a block east of Military.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you got a great location there, and of course,
great service.
And Velp is a nice road now, right? It used to be our other roller coaster, and now it's all nice and smooth. So we're glad.
Yeah, the only problem with Velp is they didn't make it super straight, and then the snowplow takes out my mailbox almost every year.
Oh, really?
The road kind of has a little bit of a swale to it. And then,
Royce, maybe we can help you with that because the director of public works, who's in charge of all snow removal and. He's coming on our show next week, right?
When is that time?
I believe next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday.
For trivia.
You will have a new mailbox by next Thursday.
No, they haven't hit it yet this year.
Okay.
They put up a new one in spring.
All right.
So they haven't hit it, but we've only really had one.
Yes,
that's true. We only had it, but yeah. Anyway, just thanks for what you're doing for the community. It's great to have, you know, local customer service. And to do stuff for free and just, you know, that's what Green Bay is.
This is nothing special for you to talk to us like this.
Right.
Somebody could call you and you would talk them through things. You always have great service, always have time for the people. I think that's a great thing with you. You're old school Green Bay, which is fantastic.
So 1454 Velp.
And we do free battery installations too. So if you want it tested, we do it for free. If you buy a battery from us, we do it for free, the installation. You just call ahead of time to make sure we don't already have somebody pulled in. You can only hold one car in the garage at a time. Make sure there's nobody in there and you can bring it down. Sometimes you can, if we're not doing too much noisy stuff, you just beep the horn. We hear you, open the door, you drive in.
All right.
Swap the battery out and
beautiful.
There you go.
Quick phone number, Rice.
920-435-9101.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rice.
Right,
I truly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, buddy. Bye. Rice from Green Bay Rebuilders, located on Velp, as I mentioned, right across from Fort Howard. Somebody, exactly the kind of phone number you need to keep handy when you got problems.
Right.
When you got car problems, perfect phone number to have handy.
920-435-9101.
Beautiful. We got to start a quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The New Hampshire primary is set for tomorrow with Ron DeSantis no longer in the running. ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more from Manchester.
You don't have to be a registered Republican to take part in the GOP primary here, and Nikki Haley has been performing best in the pre-election polling among New Hampshire's better educated and wealthier voters, as well as those who describe themselves as moderates or liberals. It's why Donald Trump has been blasting her as the preferred candidate of Democrats. He says it's time for Republicans to come together around him.
Former President Trump could possibly testify today in New York in the defamation trial over his 2019 comments branding columnist E. Jean Carroll a liar when she said that he sexually assaulted her back in the mid-90s. Much of the country is still gripped by Arctic weather and treacherous icy roads. Nationally, winter storms have claimed at least 72 lives this January, many involving hypothermia or traffic crashes. City of Memphis still dealing with numerous broken water pipes. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winter.
If you add jobs and pay people, they'll consume more, and consumption drives the U.S. economy. So that feed loop, positive feedback loop keeps circling on itself. We're going to continue to see economic gains and workforce gains.
Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is at a near record low, 3.3%. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits southeastern Wisconsin on Monday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. Harris railed against a Republican-authored bill in Wisconsin to ban abortions after 14 weeks on Friday. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest gusting to 25 with a little freezing rain possible by late this afternoon. Tonight, some freezing rain, sleet, and snow showers. Our low 28. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, freezing rain, and some light snow at a high near 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, macfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back here. The last half hour of Mino and the Mayor here, starting our postseason season. We've got Texter John, Packers having exit meetings with players and coaches. How do you think the meetings will go with Joe Barry, Rich Pisaccia, and Anders Carlson? I don't think LaFleur doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that's going to get rid of anybody.
Nope, I agree.
I think he's pretty loyal, and I think the consensus is, okay, it was terrible in the early to mid third of the season, and then phenomenal for about 5 or 6 weeks, and then a really disappointing fourth quarter or second half of the fourth quarter, really, against the 49ers to end the season. I don't think any of them will be gone. I really and truly don't. Do you?
No, I don't. And when they talk about, you know, Joe Barry, and he's taken, like, LaFleur even admits that, he's taken a lot of heat. But look at the guy from Dallas. They're defensive. Yeah, he had a terrible game.
It's mind-boggling when you look around and see how many people have been fired within the last 2 weeks.
I know.
In the NFL. Just quietly, like, defense coordinator, gone. Matt Patricia. And it's funny, too. When Matt Patricia was with the New England Patriots, and they're winning all these Super Bowls, and it's like, oh, my God, it's a shame he's so loyal to Belichick, because, man, he could get hired anywhere. He'd be a great head coach, be a great whatever, whatever. Well, then he becomes a head coach in Detroit, and he was terrible.
Right.
Now he just got fired from Philadelphia. He'd taken over as defense coordinator, got fired from that.
Yeah.
Now he's, quote, exploring other opportunities.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's how quickly, you know, sometimes these guys, they get this, you know, for that term we always use, that lightning in the bottle, and everything goes great for them. But then sometimes when you get put into those positions and there's, like, no more hiding around it or whatever, whatever, and you're under the glare, a lot of these guys do not live up to it.
Yeah, it wasn't, or maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was the talent around you.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I remember when the Cowboys won their last championship with Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
And they were talking, this is the night where Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones got into a peeing match at a bar one night. They're both, I'm sure, over-served type thing. Yeah. But he was sitting with Butch Jones, Dave Wannstedt. I'm trying to think, but I want to say he was sitting with four of his assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. They all celebrating the fact they've won these Super Bowls. Now it's time for these guys to. They all became head coaches, and I think every one of them got fired. I don't think any one of them really succeeded. So, I mean, you know, they're with this great Cowboy thing. You say, oh, man, Butch Jones, he's unbelievable. And Wannstedt, unbelievable. And these other guys, unbelievable. And they got their shot, and it didn't work. And that's the only thing that scares us. When people say, well, Packers are so young. It's not. Let me tell you something. Things can happen so fast in the NFL to change the fortunes of a franchise. So that's why I was just so frustrated the season ended like it did this year. Because this doesn't happen every year. You can't manufacture a season just because you got these parts. There's so many. Look at Philadelphia. Last year, Philadelphia was phenomenal. And then this year, they just, for the last 6 weeks of the season, were terrible.
Right.
So you just never know.
I was going to ask you, were you surprised Jerry Jones signed McCarthy kept him? So was I.
I was. I really was. Because especially with Belichick being out there and some of these other people, I would have seen him make a play for Belichick.
Or
Harbaugh.
Yeah. I was surprised that. I was kind of glad for McCarthy because you and I both like him.
Yeah.
I was surprised he did that.
Me too. And I'm glad. McCarthy has another shot. I really am. But and the thing is, though, I saw a thing with the media where they were, and McCarthy's like, you know, we are 100% focused already on next year, and we're gonna show Jerry support, giving us, and the media's like, why should we believe that?
Right. What happened?
Why should we believe that you're not gonna have another 12-5 season
and
then losing the first two rounds of the playoffs? Yep. What have you done to make us, because they lose the first round, second round.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been Coach McCarthy's MO.
That's what I was going to say.
I hate to say it.
Me too. Do you think Jerry called Belichick and Belichick says, I ain't working for you.
Yeah, I do. I don't know if Jerry did it. I think Jerry's people had somebody called Belichick's people. He just said, hey, let's just between guys here. Yeah. What if, per se, this job opened up? And if he said, I'd be interested, I don't think Mike would be there.
Right.
I really don't. I think anybody would take Belichick these days. And I'm going to be honest with you, though. I'm not sure that's a great move anymore. I mean, he's, what, 76, 77? And, you know, when he had the great quarterback, life was great. When he didn't, like,
yeah,
you know, build that guy. So I don't know. Maybe Belichick's era is over.
I don't know. I think, he's been in Atlanta twice. I think he's going to want. I don't know. I don't think.
No, I know he'll get a job, but I don't know if he has that magic again. You know, people always used to say the Patriot way, the Belichick. And I was reading an article about Tom Brady's family, about when Brady won the Super Bowl with Tampa, how they had a bottle of champagne they brought out they had never done before, and they toasted because finally he'll get the credit for winning a Super Bowl instead of Bill Belichick and the Patriot way, because that was always as much credit as what's his name got. Yeah, sure he did, but there was always an underlying thing of, well, yeah, but that's because of Belichick and the Patriot
that's
way.
That's true.
So he went to a whole new team that had never won, or not for a long time, whatever. And they said that was the most satisfying Super Bowl win of his life.
Yeah. You know, I hope the Packers become that team, and I think they will, that people will take after a point in time, like Belichick's worth, what, $60 million? And of course, these guys, but even the players are worth millions. It's got to come to a point where it's like, look, I want a ring.
Yeah,
I don't.
No, yeah, no
I
question.
Got whether it's
your legacy.
Whether I got, right, whether I got 12 million or 11 million or 13, it doesn't make a difference. And I hope we become that they because then isn't that why your buddy Andre Rison came to us because he wanted to and I hope we become that team. What?
Wouldn't call him my buddy.
Well, you knew him from high school.
Because I covered him when he was in high school at Flint Northwestern. So I know him, way back, obviously, and a little bit with Michigan State.
I bought you his book.
Yes.
to Jim, that means you're his buddy.
Okay. Buddy.
Yes.
That's a politician
Andre Rison and I are buddies.
But anyway, he...
I'm visiting him in Flint next week.
But I just...
We're going to tour the sites.
But I think when these guys get really good, their contracts up, they're like, you know what? I'm going to look
at
Green Bay.
I
want to win a Super Bowl.
Dan Marino
right there. That's
would
a
give
perfect example.
Any of his records would give any one of them away for a Super Bowl ring. Because he's always the answer to a trivia question. Who's like the most, who passed for more yardage in NFL history and did not win a Super Bowl? Dan Marino. And, he came close a couple of times, and they thought when Jimmy Johnson went there, that would be the magic. Didn't happen. Jimmy Johnson didn't do anything special there at all. So that's why I'm just saying as far as with this young team, which is fantastic. It's wonderful to be looking at that, but you can't guarantee what's going to happen. It's just every season is so different from the next.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thought Houston was going to be the worst team in the NFL this year. I remember watching a preseason special, and they're like, well, Houston's going to be terrible. Well, Houston had a heck of a team.
Yeah, they were.
A really nice team with a great young quarterback.
Yeah.
And then Carolina was like, oh, man, we've got the number one pick. We got this kid who's just outstanding. Bryce Young, is he going to make the magic happen?
Right.
So it's so hard to predict. I don't care who you are as far as the pundit, Well, I've been covering the NFL for 50 years, and this is,
But I think
why they play the games.
Yeah, I do think, though, I want to get back to that. We're a little bit older, so I think we look at life a little bit different. But
what's left of it?
Well, no, I'm just saying that I can see we're a
is
lot.
Is it wrong that we did my funeral thing this weekend?
We did what?
Dom wanted, he works in the funeral industry.
Yeah, yeah.
So we wanted to get everything set for, my funeral.
Oh, did you do that this weekend?
Yeah.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I did that with my kids. Sat down to who's in charge of, you have to tell me, but you got to put somebody in charge of the health, which I
Well,
obviously...
I'll be honest with you. This could sound morbid.
Okay.
But if you come into my apartment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't, but okay. Yeah.
You'll see on the, actually, I took a picture of it. You'll see on my refrigerator taped up there instructions. Because I feel like, I think I've got the sleep apnea.
Yes. I told
so I think
you
I, get... could, I could die any night, I think. And the other thing,
well,
when I had the when I had
too,
the
though.
Lung, yeah, when I had the lung thing, I was thinking, well, okay, between the two of them, I could go one of these nights. It's no question. So
you wrote instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, John, you could do. No, I don't want to see them. What you could do is make an appointment with the sleep apnea on Webster.
I'm going to.
Okay, Reggie White said that too.
I know.
So you, and that's how he died. Uh-huh. Yeah, you need to get that tested
because
those machines are the CPAP machines. They don't cost a lot, and I'm sure it's you're 65. It's going to be covered on your Medicare.
I'm sure.
Jeez, I can't believe you have
Did you? Now, is it typed out or is
it written? No, it's just written.
Written with crayon?
Just pen.
How many lines you got on there? It doesn't look like much.
Seven.
That's.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Isn't it sad when you think about your whole life basically down to seven lines of text?
Right.
Yeah. And three of them are names and groups of people that I want security to not allow in. I'm serious.
Is either of our names on there?
No.
Yeah, we have. Okay, good. Sorry.
No, but they are. Yep. So I got that.
Civic media is allowed. Good. Yep. Good. We'll
but
be
I got
there.
DNR. Do not resuscitate.
Don't do that so quick, John.
Well, just in case. I got.
Just in case. Yeah. That's what DNR is.
I got
just
pull the pin. Yeah. No showings. Yeah. So I got.
You're not getting showings?
No.
John.
No.
People.
No. You know why? I always feel you wouldn't get my hair right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious.
You could wear a visor.
If I wear a visor, but otherwise, honestly, God, it's because I know they would not get my hair right and you really tell I'm receding and things like that. And I'll be damned if that's my last public appearance.
That's unbelievable. John, people, funerals aren't for you. They're for us. That's, we want to pay our respects. We want to.
I don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
And we, and then so people will be in such disbelief. So we have to see, we're doubting Thomas.
I mean, that's that, there is that, right? The whole Elvis thing. Did he really die? Was he really in the coffin?
Let's keep it a mystery.
Is Mino just hanging out? He's up in the UP?
Yeah.
And
right.
Then, right. Because he does talk about going off the grid, living
absolutely. Yeah. That's my goal in life. Completely off the grid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there'll be Mino sightings like 10 years later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It turns out it was Joe Pesci.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Didn't that another famous announcer like you, Don Meredith, didn't he go off the grid?
Yeah, pretty much.
He did. And he just said, I don't want to be Don Meredith anymore.
Santa Fe or Las Cruces or someplace like that in New Mexico, which is a really popular place for people to go to just kind of go off the grid.
Hmm.
And because I wanted to get him on my radio show one time. And I was, there's a guy, actually, this could be a UP trivia question. He's from Kingston, Michigan. And he was the starting center for the Dallas Cowboys when when Don Meredith played.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was at his house in Dallas one time, previewing, doing a story with him about the old days and whatever, whatever. And I said, man, I'd love to get Don Meredith on. And he gave me the name of about six former players who were great that we got on. He said, I don't even have Don Meredith's. He said, Don is just living his life.
That's what I heard.
I want to say he became like an artist or something.
Right. He just got like, and not just, weird, but just.
Nope, just leave me alone.
It's kind of like you and I talked about, like if we would go up to buy some land up in the UP.
Just, you and I together?
Well, not together.
I didn't think so. No,
I would invest in the land. No, okay. I would never live by you.
No, I didn't think so.
But, and just, you know, just really listen to whatever music and really no internet.
I'd love that.
I know.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
That's my goal in life.
And that's because you've lived a very busy life. And that's, I think, what he did. I didn't know he got into art.
He wanted to be out of the limelight.
Oh, yeah.
He had all kinds of offers for acting.
Really?
But the guy said, but he said, you know what? Dan just wanted to act. He was a natural. He was great. I remember he was in Police Story at times and different shows. He was great.
He's a great announcer, too, right?
Great announcer. He was such a natural. It was incredible. But they wanted him to take all these acting classes and this method acting. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go. Like, well, no, you need to. It's like, nope. Then he walked away from that. He could have been extremely successful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give him a lot of credit.
Me too. Absolutely.
I mean, that's cool to say, look, I've got 10 years left, or I don't know how long he was off the grid, but I bet those were some of the happiest 10 years of his life.
Yeah. And he was so hurt in his last year, I think it was, when he was getting booed unmercifully. Absolutely unmercifully by Cowboy fans. And Staubach was coming on and Craig Morton was coming on. And it's like, we want the chant for the other guy. And Meredith kind of after was like, for everything I put into this organization.
Right. This is the thanks I get.
Yeah,
that hurts.
And I remember they're doing a Monday night game. And they start, we want Don. We want Don. And I think Frank Gifford said, what do you think, Don? He goes, not for my entire life would I go back. Wow. Oh, I got this one. Mine will be in the remote lighthouse on Lake Superior. I would love that.
There you go.
Either a bridge tender or working in a lighthouse. One of those two jobs. We get sent a quick break.
That can happen.
Work on that for me. Back after this.
Love not all that's supposed to be. Oh,
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What's that?
It's almost...
Welcome
it's
back.
It's almost contagious when you start coughing. I start coughing. It's like when somebody sneezes or yawns
yes,
and somebody else does.
Right. So yeah, we're just getting over this. You know, I don't know how many people are fighting kind of a cold, respiratory, RSV, but we're not immune to that. And probably half the people. So yeah, we're coughing a little bit here. And we're going to be fine, though. Oh, you're fine. You're over it. I'm going to be over it in a couple days.
Not really, to be honest with you. I still got it. Not as bad, but I still have a cough. And again, that's since December 26th.
It's unbelievable.
And I've been on meds the whole thing, and it just wants to, it's like it's settled into my lungs and doesn't want to leave.
Right.
But when you get it?
I had the chest x-ray, and it's like, well, it's not pneumonia, but your lungs could be clearer, so I'm taking this prednisone.
Okay.
And I got an inhaler, so I don't know. I got to start teaching this week again, so.
Oh, you need to rest.
Well, I don't teach till 5, so after this show, I'll go home and rest, but yeah.
So anyway. You didn't cook yourself anything for the game?
No,
well, that's unusual for you.
Very. Oh, my God, John.
I mean, you look forward to that.
We do, and like I said, I always like to make things to honor the teams we're playing, and no, it was pretty bland.
Wow. Just made that's some when you know Jim soup. Is sick.
Right, and...
Not even clam chowder. That sounds nope. great. Dude. I would love to know how to make real clam chowder.
Oh, I'm going to make you
That's
some.
One of my favorite things in the world.
Oh, my God. I will make you some clam chowder that you will absolutely love.
What are you putting in that? Real clams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I put...
they're pretty expensive, though, aren't they?
Yeah. I put some baby shrimp in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would definitely take your clam chowder.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
The only thing I like more than clam chowder is gumbo. Big fan of the gumbo.
No?
How can you not like with andouille? Is that what's called andouille?
Yeah,
andouille sausage.
Andouille.
Andouille.
Yeah,
man, I love it. Do you have a lot of that in Mississippi, Todd?
Too much.
Because that's where when I was down there for that Super Bowl, we're traveling. We went to Kill, Mississippi.
Yep, right.
And we're going back to New Orleans, and we stopped at a little roadside place. And oh my Lord, I had a shrimp po' boy, and I had a bowl of gumbo. That might be the greatest meal I've ever had in my lifetime.
So in the South, in Mississippi, if you go to even like a Chinese restaurant, you got, well, we call them what, crawdads or crayfish
yeah.
up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've you got that and you got to suck the heads out and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of gross to me. Okay. You okay there, buddy?
No, I don't know.
You want to take an early exit? You can.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to take an early
exit. Go ahead.
Go grab some water or something.
Yeah. All right. What was your favorite food? Because I'd never tasted a po' boy before, and po' boys are incredible. I mean, it's basically a sub sandwich of certain types. How about you ever have a muffaletta?
Yes.
Oh, my God, are those good. That is one of the greatest sandwiches of all time, a muffaletta.
There's a lot of bread there, so, you know.
A lot of bread, a lot of carbs.
Yep.
But it was so good. I remember Kevin Burkle, who used to own bar. He owns Burkle's over one block over, but he used to own a bar downtown. Can't remember the name of it, and... His dad used to work there 4 or 5 times, and they made muffalettas for, I think it was the Favre family that gave them the recipe. I can't even tell you what's in them these days, but that was fantastic. Jim, if I get you the recipe on how to make muffalettas, would you make them
sure.
for us? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. What is it? I mean, sure, just send it over.
Don't know.
Okay.
It's a sandwich, really, right?
It's a sandwich.
All right.
But just delicious. I think it's kind of like a Cuban sandwich.
Okay, so it's going to be hot, so I got to make kind it, of, bring it here. Okay.
Yeah.
So right. I just looked it up. Salami, yep. Right? Capicola.
Oh, two of my favorite things.
Mortadella.
Mortadella, my third favorite thing.
Mozzarella, provolone.
Yep.
Pepperoncini.
Boy, that's...
And garnish. Like,
yeah. Oil and stuff.
But they put like an
there.
Oil. They put like an oil on it, I
yep,
thought.
Yep, there's an
it?
Oil. Yep.
Yep. Like an oil. But then do they heat the buns? Are the buns heated?
No, they're like... Yes, they are. But I think they're...
flatter kind.
Flattened. Yeah, they're flattened. That's what I meant.
Well, that's so. What a Cuban sandwich is. But the muffaletta is, I think, a little thicker.
Okay.
Yeah, but I still think they're kind of grilled or something. Aren't they, Todd?
I think
is
they
the
may,
whole thing grilled together at
I
once?
I don't think, no. I okay. think you're thinking of a...
The Cuban, right?
Yeah, something like that.
They're not like the way you do a toasted cheese, a grilled cheese? You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Sure, I'll make that. But that clam chowder...
That's what it looks like there, John. Right on the picture there.
I don't think it's showed up here.
What picture?
You're not seeing it.
I'm
there.
Not seeing it.
Hang on 1 second. I'll get it for you.
But
they're so good.
Oh,
yeah. That's the muffaletta.
Yep.
Yeah, that's chopped up then. I think it's chopped up olives and peppers.
Right.
And yep. stuff like that. That is a spread that you put on top.
Yep.
And then the oil on top of that. You're right.
That
can you do that?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That looks easy.
Oh, my God. That'd be
that
fantastic.
That clam chowder, though. And then, but yeah.
For the Super Bowl, clam chowder.
With oysters.
And muffalettas at your house.
Not at my house. We'll have it here.
Okay. What?
Well, I would just come to your house. No. That's easier
just
for you.
By.
It says here Nicky's makes a great muffaletta.
Okay.
I didn't know Nicky's had it. Actually, my son and I were going to go for dinner there this week.
There you go.
I'm going to have a muffaletta.
Muffaletta it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Fantastic.
Set the bar.
Good.
No.
So, you sure? A little Super Bowl get together. You, me, Todd. Just the gang here. Amanda, Conrad, Pete, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
I think we'll.
No.
Maybe here. I don't know. I will see.
Even
we'll see.
That's. Gym.
It's 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks
even
away.
No,
it's
longer than that. Even
weeks.
For the Super Bowl.
I bet if we showed up, Donna would let us in.
Yeah, she
would.
That's probably true.
She's so nice.
She's great. And we love... Hey, I get my new refrigerator today. Well, speaking of food. No, I'm getting my new fridge today. 11 o'clock.
Okay.
It's...
That's something
I just thought I'd share that with you. It's going to be great because it's good for cooking. It's got more...
Your refrigerator is good for cooking?
It's got more... places like we put the cheese in certain drawers, and then of course it's got the vegetables, but it's got more temperature control.
I'm older than dirt, and I've never had a man say, "I'm getting a new refrigerator today."
Boy,
it's been on order forever. Because
you're like, "Hey, Todd, you know what? I'm getting a goddamn new refrigerator."
No, I there is
a little son of a gun there. You gotta see this. You got
a place for cheese.
You got a couple of them in this one, Todd. You got two or three of them there. You put whatever kind. You got the orange cheese. You got the white cheese. You got the head cheese. You got a place for every type of cheese in the whole god dang thing there. Oh my goodness! And you got to see where I put the lettuce. Holy what?
John.
It's got a whole big thing there for the lettuce. Yeah. Unbelievable! And the eggs. You could put 3 dozen eggs in this gold dang thing. It's incredible. Greatest refrigerator of all time.
I never said that. I just, my house.
And you know what? I don't need the little ice trays over here. I'm just putting my damn glass in there. Boom, I'll pop the ice like magic.
It's
unbelievable. I don't have to make it for the crater.
Yes, I don't know why I said that. I shouldn't have. It was
out of the blue.
It was out of the blue. And
you know what? It comes in this huge box, this big cardboard box. I can make so many things out of this cardboard box, you can't even believe her. I'm going to put her in the basement. I'm going to go work on that box. And by golly, by God, you're going to be impressed with what I made. I'm going to make a lawn chair out of that box. It's incredible.
Milton's got a new home.
Milton,
in that box,
come here. Yeah. I got a playpen for you, you little. Yeah.
All right. It's. I'll cook you guys some food. It's time to go. There's a little bit of lull, so I threw that in there. I shouldn't have, but anyway, you're
say goodbye, guys.
All right, we got a great show coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks
goodbye,
for listening
Jim.
Today.
Thank
all
you,
right,
buddy. Thanks everybody. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Oh. I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC